Enjoy.
Good evening, North State. How you doing tonight? This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and you're listening to North State Now with James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
Hey, wow, we're all from Enjoy Magazine.
What?
How did that happen?
This must be Enjoy Magazine tonight.
Must be, must mm-hmm. be.
Third Thursday of every month.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Hopefully you had a good Thursday, whatever you were doing in life, and you now are at home or possibly in your car driving somewhere or whatever it may be, and you're tuned in and you want to get a little bit of Enjoy and hear some things that are going on within our community, within the magazine, and always here to try to uplift everybody's spirits and give them great opportunities to go do fun things that they may not know exist in our great North State.
Or even meet some pretty amazing people that we have living in our communities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, right now we are encouraging, even though we sit here and talk about all these great things and places to see and do, we always are trying to be very kind and conscious about people's health. So, obviously, use adult common sense that if you are going to go somewhere, make sure that it is open and make sure that you know what the appropriate steps to take are for a visit if they are having visits, like masks and social distancing and all those kinds of things. But we are still here and we're still alive and living, so things need to happen and people need to do stuff from time to time. So anyway, we are here with the, what is it? Live Without Limits, Dream Without Fear, our September issue of Enjoy, volume or issue 168, if you can imagine that.
That closes the 14th, or no, this starts the 14th year, right? Or it closes our 14th year.
I don't ever remember.
I can't.
I don't remember how it is. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's why we write and not do math.
That's right.
So, still wonderful issue, full, chock full of all kinds of things. The one thing that I am missing, and what are we, 3, 4, 5, 6 months out where we haven't actually put a
calendar,
true calendar in the magazine?
Since April. Yeah.
Just
and
because?
The April calendar was pretty much null and void because mm-hmm. that's when everything shut down. So that was a bummer. That was such a bummer.
I kind of get in the itching and the feeling that we might be able to start putting something back in that's somewhat limited. I mean, things. I mean, like one of the guests that we have tonight is going to talk about an event that's outdoor and happening. So, I mean, it maybe it's a one-pager or something that just has some of those kind of things. And then, of course, we have Mr. Blake Fisher in the studio tonight, which we'll, after our first break, we'll bring him back on with you to downtown. The Blake Down. And he's all about the joys of downtown and events. So there are still things going on.
There are things going on,
yeah. And we have a couple things up our sleeve that we're even working on mm-hmm. that are trying to encourage people to go out and do things, but do it in a social distancing way.
Just being safe.
Yeah, and doing it different, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So what kind of things are in this issue that we can just kind of briefly run over? We have a great article in here, if you like to be outdoor and ride motorcycles. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't even know how to ride a motorcycle, and when I say that, I mean a dirt bike, maybe it's time you learn how. Well, you can do that. What else?
We have a great story about the River Dancers, which is Mount Shasta-based, and they have rafting and kayaking and that kind of thing. They usually shut down right around Labor Day, but, you know, this is something that you may want to think about doing and making arrangements to do next year.
Sure.
And I think sometimes they will take appointments, but you just need to call and find out if they will do that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that's a big thing right now. It's funny because we have a little area in the store that we're developing. Many people may or may not know, but we are working closely with a group of people that have created what is called CAD, California Adventure District, and California Untamed. And they're spectacular events that are trying to bring tourism dollars to the North State. And one of the area in the store that we're doing, I'm decorating, and of course I'm putting things out there. I have my own kayak I brought in to hang on the wall, and snowshoes and those kind of things to kind of get that outdoor feel and vibe, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Man, I'm telling you what, everybody in the world wants to buy my kayak.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the deal? And they're like, you can't get them. Right? I mean, they're like literally
I believe it.
Everything that's dealing with outdoors right now that
sold out.
But, you know, so one of the people that are here tonight and that we're going to talk about motorcycles said, you can't get certain dirt bikes because you just can't get any of this stuff because everybody is going outdoors. So anyway, so yeah, so if somebody else has a kayak like this company, you might, you know, you're just going to have to hopefully borrow it, right?
What do you do? What are you doing different now that there's so many restrictions? Are you doing anything? Are you walking or have you started doing anything
Actually, we have. We've got with a group of friends and we walk the track at Sequoia.
Uh-huh.
So we just do a mile, and they have a couple of our friends have little kids, so, of course, it's just a way to help burn some energy off for them.
Right.
So we just walk, and then we go home.
Cool.
So, yeah.
What about you, Emily?
I've gone on a few walks at McConnell or Lima Ranch. Uh-huh. Yeah. But not too much.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert, so I usually stay inside.
But the part of that challenge these days has been just the heat and the smoke.
Right. You know? Right.
Because I feel like when I'm outside doing stuff, I'm huffing and puffing, and I'm like, wait a second. I mean, did I just smoke 20 packs of cigarettes?
Yeah, and they said it's like smoking a ton of cigarettes out there.
Great.
But
I'm doing yard work.
I started walking, too, and I actually yesterday, my kids for Mother's Day got me a gift certificate for Fleet Feet.
Oh, cool.
And I got my tennis shoes yesterday and went for my first walk with my new brand new shoes, and holy moly, it makes such a big difference.
Oh, I was going to say, hopefully you get this shirt.
I'm not walking in my Skechers anymore. But it's awesome.
Good for you.
Yep.
So another great story in here is No Limits the Sky with paragliding. This one is really cool. And, you know, the North State is a real great place and has many areas to launch from, depending on what type of paragliding you want to do. There's, I don't remember what they said, what they're called, but, you know, there's like what they call cross country when you launch and you're going to fly and go a distance and then land somewhere that's far other way versus launching and just sailing around in the updrafts, you know, and then landing back, I guess, where you took off or close to where you took off. So, that's really cool. I've always wanted to do that. That, to me, looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that does look fun.
Happy Trails, Gourmet Guide to Hiking and Biking.
Gourmet.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Right. And so there's some just really great articles in here. A lot of it really is, I mean, not everything, but a lot of it is really geared to things that are going on outside so that people can actually take a moment and try to participate in whatever way they can. There's stuff in here on skateboarding. Ooh, and we have a story tonight that we have the guest in here that revolves around elephants. So if you're an elephant lover, you know, this is a very interesting story. Love that. And rock climbing. I know there's major climbing clubs around here.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's great. We always have the Enjoy the View. We have a double-page spread of Crystal Creek Falls.
And this one was by an 18-year-old guy who has lived in Northern California most of his life. And he loves to take photos, and he is definitely talented. He's sent us a few photos, and they are amazing.
This is one of my favorites.
Pretty. Yep. I love pictures like this that show the waterfalls when they turn blurry like that. Where
and I love it that he's so young, and he's got this passion.
We also have Savor the Flavor, which is always a great page. These are our great advertisers that are open as far as their restaurants. And, of course, you know, that is happening a lot now here in Shasta County because we are a low infection rate by capita of people. So our restaurants are now opening back up. But these people have done an amazing job of keeping their doors open or allowing you to eat outside or do a takeaway. So continue to honor them because they desperately need it. We always have our wonderful, wonderful recipe in the back. The recipe cards you can get in Enjoy the Store. So if you don't want to tear up your magazine and you just want to keep a collection, we always try to keep the last 12 months of recipes in card form that you can come into the store and you can collect 1, 2, 10, or the last 12 if you want to play catch up. And this one's some more skillet cookies.
They're really
that's
good.
That's like my diabetes. Just shoot.
I know it.
My sensor just blew up just looking at it.
And Emily's sister wrote that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Your sister's
So I got to taste it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So she really makes them for that, and then you guys get to eat them.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, the tons and tons and tons of things in here. It's chock full. So, awesome. Good issue.
It is good a good issue,
good
yeah.
Good job, good mm-hmm. job. All right, well, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we are going to meet up with the Blake Down and get the lowdown on what's going on downtown. So sit back, relax, enjoy yourself. We'll be right back.
Enjoy.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Enjoy.
And we are back here in the studio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and you're listening to North State Now with the Enjoy Magazine team.
I'm Rhonda Alvey. Sorry.
I wasn't even doing that. I just looked at you to see if you'd jump in, and you did. It's like Pavlov's dog. Come on, come on, come on. We're the team. Yay, team. So, welcome back. I'll let you introduce our next guest because you do such a good job with Blake.
Oh, boy, we just love Blake. Blake is here from Viva Downtown, and he is going to talk to us tonight about what's new in downtown Reading.
Well, it's Blake. Once again, hey, everybody.
Hi.
Well, it's once again to be an honor to be a guest on your guys' show. I look forward to this Thursday. Is this the third Thursday
yes,
of the month?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
I look forward to the third Thursday of the month. It's nice to see Rhonda because typically she and I only see each other on Zoom meetings now.
This is our third time this week seeing each other, 3 days in a row.
Good. I get to see you in the streets all the time.
This is the first person-to-person face-to-face.
This whole month. And, yeah, James and I, we usually see each other driving around town, walking around. Emily, what are you eating?
Peanuts.
Trying to be quiet.
We have in the back so graciously stocked here at the studio in-flight nuts that we can chew on. So Emily and I are big nuts. And we always have a stash that keeps us going through the show. If you hear us munching, that's just us.
This is a nutty crew, so I'm glad to be a part of it. So what is happening in downtown? Quite a few things. That's what's interesting about everything going on in downtown is that everything is happening
yes.
at once.
Yeah.
And I want to do a shout-out to the workers, the actual construction workers, number one, who have been working out here in downtown Reading since COVID-19 restrictions began, since our downtown has been covered with a sheet of smoke mm-hmm. from all of the surrounding communities, which we hope are doing okay and are safe. But those downtown construction workers have been
in 113 degree
triple digit weather. Yeah, so those downtown construction workers, and then the next thing, all of the downtown essential businesses and the workers that have been making that possible. I mean, it's been a push and go through opening up, closing down, opening up again,
yeah.
and from everybody that's been working as hard as they can to make sure that their businesses are thriving and moving forward, we just want to say thank you, and we're so proud to be a part of this district and community.
Yes.
Cool.
But what is happening, so one project that Viva Downtown has been a part of, this is a project through Viva Downtown, Reading Electric Utility, Police Department, and the City of Reading, is the Downtown Area Shuttle, or
yeah.
DASH. It's a really cute shuttle that drives around Reading, downtown
great,
Reading.
Great acronym.
Yeah, yeah, it's D-A-SH. this downtown area shuttle has been really beneficial through all of our development that's been happening because some of our parking has gone offline during the time. So with this downtown area shuttle, there's a couple of locations in the outlying parking lots. It's this bright lime green shuttle that drives around. Reading Police Department cadets are driving it.
It looks like a luxury limo golf cart.
Yes, very much so. I feel like a celebrity hanging out of it and waving.
It's very cool. It's very modern looking.
Modern looking. Mm-hmm. It's fast. It's safe. And most importantly, it's and it's free.
It's free.
So if you work, one of the things, if you are worried about where you can find a parking spot in downtown, park in one of those outlying parking lots, and you can just hop onto this bright green golf cart, and it'll get you to your destination.
Mm-hmm.
There's two routes, the green route and the blue route. So once you hop on, it's really fast. It's really fun. And you get to see all of the development that's happening in downtown in a short second.
And so I'm really pulling for me having a seat in the front with a microphone where I can be like...
You'd be great.
And over here we have, you know...
Universal Studios got nothing on us if that happens. I think we should start Dash Cab, like the cash cabs.
Start
doing trivia questions. Like
and it could be like Google it. You could just say, Dash it. What are you doing downtown? Dash it.
Dash it.
Darling, Dash it.
Anybody rides the Dash in downtown. So Dash is really exciting and super important. If you want to learn more about its routes and locations, hit up cityofreading.org/dash. That will have all of your information. Downtown businesses are reopened. That's what I really want to hit. So if you are in downtown, most everybody is back on its regular schedules, and we know that restrictions have allowed restaurants to go back to at least 25 to 50% capacity for eating. So everybody's still looking for that.
Just waiting for theaters.
But my gosh, you know what downtown has that we're waiting to open is our theaters. Riverfront Playhouse has finally completed their construction. They're getting ready to finish painting the facility.
Awesome.
Put their bricks that
they look so awesome.
Buy
have you
a
been
brick?
There?
No, I have. I've taken groups over there to check it out, and it's such an exciting and beautiful theater. And it's going to be the anchor of the Reading Cultural District right at the end of California and the California Street and the Gold intersection.
Yep.
So, 1950.
Yep.
California Street.
Yeah.
Well, how cool. Like a 1950 California.
Right? They just, seeing how theater and the arts are pivoting the situation going virtual, the Reading Fashion Alliance just finished their fashion show, which I was happy to be a part of.
Yeah, I saw you in your monkey suit.
I was in a monkey suit. I tied the bow tie myself. I was not considered a fashion model, but it was really nice to be able to speak on their behalf and talk about Reading Fashion Alliance and how important it is to support local creative designers.
And it looked so awesome, didn't it?
It was a cool show.
Because you guys did it in Riverfront Playhouse.
It was done, yeah.
You know what's been on my mind? When people talk about Reading and say, oh, I'd rather go to a big city and that's where the culture is, make the culture in your own community.
Mm-hmm.
As we're seeing with COVID-19, all these giant metropolitan cities are shut down still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where everybody's focusing on is our own community. I mean, if you're saying...
Well, and there are things to do there. I get that. But when you walk around, they're pretty much crapples.
Well, yeah, expensive.
They are.
They're shut down.
I just went to the city and went to go watch a ballet, and I didn't know if I was in the city or if I was...
In somebody's bathroom.
Yeah, it was like literally for six blocks we walked in, it was just this camp.
Oh,
the sidewalks
smells.
Were just camps. Mm. And I was like... Where are we?
Yeah, I know. It's really sad.
It was really,
really sad.
Sad.
It's sad. And that's where we go into the notion of when we look at Reading, I mean, there's so much development and culture happening all at once, specifically in this last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with signs like that, we know it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Right.
So if you're in our community and you're worried about why I'm here, what's going on here, just involve yourself.
Right.
Look around the corner
and
you'll
totally
see
something.
That is
totally the key. Yeah. That's totally the key. Yep.
That's what makes
it
successful.
Don't complain, get involved.
Yeah. Yep. Because wherever you go, there you are.
Right.
That's my ED's favorite thing to tell me. But that's what I think about. We have the beautiful Cascade Theater, which is an Art Deco project. Riverfront Playhouses in downtown. And all of these giant city projects being constructed in downtown. Like our street circulation project, which is opening up the downtown mall streets of Butte and Yuba.
Mm. I mean, that's going to be fun.
That place has been closed down since... I don't
70s.
Know, the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's been walking around. I heard it was the museum of the largest house plants when everything closed down. Yeah.
I used to run those halls as a child.
Man.
I can tell you anything about that place because it was weird. It was like Wonka's Chocolate Factory, just bizarre inside. You were like, why is this here?
Yeah, I heard it was like waterfalls.
Oh, yeah. Things you could climb on up that went up. Yeah.
Yep, it was weird.
That shows the development. I mean, when people who have been longtime residents see what's going on, this is exciting stuff. And, I mean, we are going in a direction that makes Redding the ideal stop when you're going from Los Angeles to Sacramento through Redding to hit Ashland and Portland and all those locations. And, I mean, we have people like James and Rhonda who are so involved in our culture.
Right.
Which I want to hit. I mean, you know, this culture in Redding is no small feat without people like James and Rhonda. So I'm excited to. And thank you.
And you, Emily.
And you, Emily.
And you.
But I'll get off that. I just want to say, you know, downtown is an exciting place. And when we look around, come on down to downtown because this is the place where our most local-owned businesses are.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we have the most variety when it comes to...
And come down when the construction's happening and really get an idea of how much is going on and, like, what it looks like now and what it will look like in another, you know, 12, 24 months.
I'll do two shout-outs. Downtown Java. Downtown Java is located in the Market Street Alley.
And
in
they're amazing people.
Amazing
great
people.
Food.
Great
food.
Great
coffee.
Delicious ooey-gooey brownies, mm-hmm. I mean, to die for. But that's located right in the middle of the Market Street Alley where the parking structure development was happening.
Poor things.
And, and here's the things. It's like, we have parking right up the street from their business on California and Placer, but that's not enough. It's people who want to come down and do a walk around and not worry about where they're going to park.
Right.
Because Dash drives right in front of their business. There's all these parking lots near it. And that's an experience. Make an experience. Go get yourself a coffee, an ooey gooey brownie, and see what our community is doing. Second one, California's Shasta Living Streets is in the process of making a parklet happen over in front of Carnegie's.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I walked by it today.
It looks so cool. And a parklet is basically a street porch or a street deck. And in the age of COVID-19, where a lot of these restaurants can't do indoor dining,
mm-hmm.
this is so ideal because that section of Yuba and Oregon, mm-hmm. not only is it near the Art Deco post office, but Carnegie's has been a staple in downtown for many years. And
I dream about their bread on the sandwiches.
Their bread, their tomato
soup is... it's really good.
I just had the cashew chicken salad sandwich today and their tomato soup. And we're sitting there and seeing the parklet.
You're too skinny. You couldn't fit all that in there.
I ate it. And when you're sitting there and you have one section of Yuba is being that tiny little parklet where you can eat, but then you look over and you see the tall Shasta County Courthouse, which is being built. I mean, if people are looking for that Los Angeles, New York experience, you go to New York and you see skyscrapers like that being built. You mm-hmm. see constant construction and development. And you know what? When people talk about the kind of area and worried about going down there, go down there. Because if you don't go down there, then it does become situations where you might not be able to want to be over there. The more people that go and walk and support, it changes everything.
It does. It really does.
So everything's reopened in downtown. Support. We're here for you. We want to help. And if you want more information, go to Viva Downtown at Facebook and Instagram, and we'll keep you posted on everything that's going on.
Awesome. We're so grateful for you to be here tonight.
Yeah, you're a great addition to the whole Viva team. I mean, there's a lot of you guys, but, you know, every time they put somebody new in, you guys all figure out your spots and what you do and your strengths and... And so it's been great. You've come a long way from Dutch Bros.
Yeah. Dutch Bros, the YMCA, theater. I think I've done it all now. And yeah. My Reading bingo card is filling
up. Cha-ching, cha-ching. All right, thank you, Blake.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to take a break. When we come right back, we'll be introducing to our next guest. So sit back, relax, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Carl Bott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community. What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves three lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page, Equality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We are all in this together.
Enjoy.
And we are back. Once again, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine and the crew. And we have our first, I mean, not that Blake's not our first official guest, but he's kind of like part of the team.
He's part of the team, kind of, yeah.
So we're really going to be actually introducing our first real guest. And this is somebody that I'm really excited about. I loved this article, and I love this person's life, and even just a little bit of conversation that we've had. While we were at break, she showed us some pictures on her phone, and I nearly died. They were so cute.
They really are.
I love elephants and giraffes and hippos. I like all those animals. So, Rhonda, why don't you do the honors?
Well, Kathy Snyder is here, and Kathy is a vacation volunteer.
Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Because it is.
It is.
Yeah. So, Kathy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love this article. It was a great article about your travels.
How did we find out about it? Do you remember?
From Kathy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of mine was written up on Tehama County Wildlife, and I called her and said, okay, how do I get this word out?
And it was such an interesting, and usually it takes a long time for us to get stories in, but something opened up, so I was able to get the story in, and it worked out great.
So tell us a little bit about your life, where this all started, and explain to people, kind of give them a mental image of what it is that you've done and created for yourself.
Well, my career is a registered nurse in the recovery room at Mercy. Worked there 27 years.
Ooh, you're hardcore.
Yeah. And wanted to travel globally to do animal care. I have always been an animal lover and I always had animals. I had a small ranch in Cottonwood. And so I started going to India at a animal sanctuary where they rescued livestock, dogs, donkeys, cows. And so they helped. I was able to do wound care with them. So I went there, but Mercy could only let me go for a month at a time, you know, for vacation, I understood. So while I was over in India one time, my friend texted me and she said, while you're over there, you should go to Thailand to the elephant park and just see what happens. So I was going to go there for a week, and the second day I was there, the owner of the park, her name is Lek. She's a Thai lady. Mm-hmm. She found me, and she said, are you Kathy? And I said, yeah. And she said, I hear that you're a nurse. I said, yeah. She goes, I have a sick elephant. Would you be willing to do medical care on that elephant? I'm like, yeah. So I was supposed to stay for a week. I stayed for six. Called work and said, I'm not really sure when I'm coming home.
I'm trapped in Thailand.
So I started going back there every year, and because they appreciated my work, I worked directly then with the vets in Thailand at the elephant park. So I retired from Mercy about over 3 years ago, sold my ranch in Cottonwood, moved with a suitcase and two dogs to my mother's. That's all I owned.
That's an okay reason to move back to mom.
Yeah, she was really cool about it. And she takes care of my dogs when I'm gone, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so wanted to do this full time, and so I've been going to the elephant park. And then this last year, I left in August to go on an eight-month mission. Basically, I was in 9 countries in 8 months, mostly at the elephant park, a couple months in India, 3 months in Africa, helping do spay and neuter clinics, rabies vaccination, medical care. I know how to spay and neuter monkeys and goats and cows. And yeah, so I learned a lot. They have a real need for people over there, and it's hard. I work for free.
Sure.
You know, volunteer. Mm-hmm. They usually house you and feed you.
Which is really all you need.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
If you have a place to lay down and it's clean and somebody's feeding you and you feel joy and you get up every morning and work with things that you love, I mean, ta-da.
Yeah. It was like the hardest work I've ever done and the most enjoyable, you know, fulfilling work I've ever done in my life for free.
Yeah.
But it was all good. And I was in Fiji actually working. They sent me to Fiji. They're like, will you work there? And I'm like, sure. Yeah. So I was there doing spay and neuter clinic, and I was supposed to go to Australia to work at Steve Irwin's wildlife sanctuary to help with the burned koalas and the burned kangaroos. And 3 days before I was to leave, they closed the borders.
So
March 19th, I headed home and
have been here since.
That will happen for you again.
Yes.
It will.
Wow.
We'll make it happen even if social media. I'll reach out to the Irwins and say, hey.
Yeah. But my heart and soul is really with the elephants.
Yeah.
I mean, they truly never forget you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, you know, the babies that I showed you on the picture, and they have a grown-up picture of her in the magazine, and she's my girl, and she remembers me every time I go. It's incredible.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've watched some things on YouTube that have blown my mind when it comes to animals, remember, especially chimpanzees, the great apes, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one the other day that literally made me cry when it was I don't know if he was a caretaker, but I'm sure they were experimental animals at one point, chimps, and then they finally got them out and put them in preserves where they could live fairly normal lives, right? And then this gentleman was a vet or a doctor, and nursed one of these. She was one of the primaries of the Klan back to health, and she lived a long life. But then he had to leave at some point, right? And then many, many years later, he got a call from wherever she was at that she was dying.
Oh.
And so she was in a nest that she had built inside, keeping her warm. And they were trying to feed her, and she would refuse. She'd just push it away, it away. He came in, that flew there from wherever he was at. He came in, and she was just not conscious or even mobile at that point. And he came in and reached down and kissed her on the back of the head and rubbed her. And she woke up and looked around and saw him and just literally came to life. These big grin teeth and reaching out and touching him and petting his hair. And, you know, that was like, so she did that for like 15, 20 minutes and then just was so exhausted and laid back down and then finally passed away. But it was like, oh my gosh, like this is less like a person.
You know? They really, really are. They really are.
And it talks about your experience with
the one girl. Yeah.
Started running towards you and
bowled you over.
There's truly nothing like an elephant hug. I mean, you know, you can't like get out of it anyway. You know, she's mowed me down several times.
Wow.
And the grace that they obviously give us, considering what we've done for so many years to them, both wild and even captive. I mean, you know, I know we have horses and we ride them and stuff, but like, you know, in India and certain countries, a lot of these elephants actually are kept and are heavy workers. They're like logging. They're like tractors.
Yes, and that's probably my passion is that the sanctuary that I work at, we rescue those elephants from logging, which is now illegal in Thailand.
Okay.
And circuses, zoos, mostly we rescue them from trekking, which is where people ride their back.
Mm.
And people don't understand that they have to beat the spirit out of the elephant in order to make them docile for people to ride their back. And what they do is they steal the babies from the wild and they beat them until they basically don't even recognize their own mother. And
that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and people, so they'll ride the elephant, and they don't understand that these elephants ride people for 12 hours and then are chained to a pole for 12 hours. And that's their life for maybe even 50 years.
Oh, gosh.
And so we rescue those animals, and those elephants come to the park, and they have to learn how to be an elephant.
Wow.
Again, we have what I call the welcoming committee, that we get an elephant off the trunk and the other elephants come up and they intertwine their trunks and they tell them it's a safe place, you're going to be just fine. It takes a couple days and all of a sudden, the light just comes back in their eyes.
Wow.
You know, and they just get to be an elephant. You can go to the river, this is where you can go sit in the tree, sit by the tree, you can do whatever you want. You have no responsibility.
No rules.
That's
great.
Kind of like you.
Yeah. Right.
That's awesome.
That's why you make a good pair.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we really appreciate you being on with us tonight. And
to find out more, obviously pick up the latest issue of Enjoy. And on what's pages?
Page 53.
Yeah, you can read more about it. And there's some fun pictures and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah, and thanks for letting us do that story.
Oh, thank you. I was glad to get the word out.
I loved it. So,
how do you? And real quick, do you have any type of a funding thing that people can go to if they wanted to ever donate to you for travel?
Actually, it's not even to me. If I'm going to pull anybody, would be to donate to the Elephant Park, and it's elephantnaturepark.org.
Okay.
And it's Save the Elephant Foundation. Go to their page. They have a donate button, and they could really use it because they depend on volunteers and tourists, and the country is shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they still have to feed these elephants.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they have no tourists.
Yeah.
All right.
So they could use your money.
Thank you for that. That was what was important.
Perfect.
It always comes back down to money, no matter what.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. We really appreciate
it.
We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll touch base with our final guest, which will be a lot of fun as well. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Enjoy.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Enjoy.
It's a good sound.
And we're back. So I'm glad you like it. Because the whole world deserves of you. You love this song. This is Enjoy. This is KCNR 96 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And I'm Emily Miranda.
And we are the Enjoy crew. So welcome back. And we are here with our final guest tonight that's going to kind of round out the show. We have a couple other things probably at the last minute if we can scream it in. We can talk something about the store. I want to just put a real big blurb out that we're working really hard on the Great North State Pumpkin Parade. So remind me about that. And also Riverfront and their brick sale that they're doing. So anyway, but before we get to those little things right at the end, if we have time, I want to introduce my baby brother. Oh, he's so cute. Look at him. Little hot Mazzotta. You're all grown up.
Baby brother almost 40 years old.
I know. It's amazing. That makes me like 90. Anyway, how you doing, bro?
Good. Thank you.
So we actually I had a little we're doing a little nepotism here with the magazine this month.
Sometimes you just got to do it.
Yeah. It was awful. You should have seen what I had to do behind the scenes to poor Rhonda to get her to do a story. But anyway, so we did a story on – you do a lot of things. First and foremost, you have your own business. You have a beautiful ranch out in Cottonwood, and you do construction and – I mean, what would you call that? I mean, you're – what would you call yourself? A jack of all trades?
Master of none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you do
builder.
Building and you do excavating and trenching and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Sort of anything in the trades.
Yeah.
You know, from ground up, really, to finish work.
Well, we're hiring you because you're coming out pretty soon to put in a whole new fence and bring your excavator in and level our backyard because we're going to do a little apartment for Gianno. So
it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. So it'll be good to see. But that's your day job.
Yep.
So your other thing is obviously you're a lot like our father, very A-type personality that can do just about anything and is very successful at that. And our father was, Very good at sports. He was a race car driver. He was a little bit of everything you could imagine, and you have a lot of that in you. So,
oh, cool. Thank you.
You've raced cars, and you race motorcycles professionally. And so you have multifold things that you want to share tonight with us about. The article is called Moto on page 17, but it's about Redding and its Moto Club. And you have also out at your ranch a private dirt bike motorcycle camp that's mm-hmm. for all ages, from young children learning how to ride up to full adults and people that are actually do have experience. So
yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about, first and foremost, the Moto Club out at the drag strip.
Yeah. So Shasta Soup Moto Club is a locally based motorcycle club that is Supermoto. So to explain that, Supermoto is a combination of both paved racing mm-hmm. on the go-kart track
mm-hmm.
and dirt. So it's the foundation is on a dirt bike platform
mm-hmm.
with road tires.
Yeah.
And we've got a beautiful facility right at the end of the Redding Drag Strip.
And most people probably don't even know that.
I didn't know when I'd moved here until yeah. the guys reached out to me. And it's a, if you go all the way to the end of the drag strip, it's a beautiful, and that is the Shasta go-kart track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got tons of different layouts, and it's really safe. It's a beautiful facility. And this weekend we've got a Supermoto USA, which is a awesome sanctioning. Brock McAllister's been running that for, I think, 20-some years, professional.
Mm-hmm.
And so this weekend we have everything from starting tomorrow through Sunday. Full okay. races, amateur, pro, and everything out there.
So this is another thing, another asset to the North State, specifically Redding, kind of like what we've had for the rodeo. So this is a, this is not just a fly-by-night. This is actually a sanctioned
yeah.
event that's coming in. So we have another one of those kind of things where there's a circuit throughout the whole country that's putting us kind of on the map in that
yeah.
regard. So
yeah, I mean, we've got Redding's got a lot.
I know.
Really.
I mean, know.
And this year, this is the first race
sure.
for due to COVID.
Yeah.
So people are pretty jonesing to do this. They're
they
coming
are
from
so
all
ready.
Over.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which is really cool. So hopefully there'll be a good turnout. The numbers on smoke have to be a certain number, which we're looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I think things have sort of blown out.
I think Rhonda said, is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
I did hear that it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, right?
We need our dirt section. We need some moisture in it. Yeah.
I don't know if it is or not, but I haven't looked at the weather.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is. So we've got just a beautiful track in our mm-hmm. backyard here. And it, just in general with the times right now with the COVID stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
people need things that they can do that is outdoors. It's not in confined space and around a bunch of people. And it's a rad time. Motorcycle sales are out the roof.
Yeah.
You can't hardly get them. Bikes.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's almost, you know, push people to try other things, new things. And motorcycling is really awesome for
yeah.
family. And we've got so much riding here in our backyard. And it's just
all
beautiful.
Over. Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
So with that said, that would actually push us into the next category that we wanted to talk about with you, and that's your camps,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're talking about people that are just getting into doing things that they haven't done before outdoors,
yeah.
motorcycle riding or dirt trail riding, that kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
is very popular. And, you know, so, you know, if you're somebody that is a little timid and just want some experience before you guys do that, like, you know, a whole family kind of scenario, that's something possible out with your moto camp, right?
It is. Yeah, it's perfect. So the Hawk Mazada Moto Camp is something that I just started a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It is in Cottonwood, and at my facility we've got a ton of different tracks, different layouts. My number one thing is safety.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach typically the ages from 5 and up.
Mm-hmm.
Have had younger kids. Sort of the prereq is they can ride a bicycle with no training wheels. They've got the balance.
Well, that's important.
So we've had some young ones out there.
He can't ride a bike without his training wheels, but he can go off this 50-foot jump.
Oh, totally. We have really hardly any jumps. We really want the safety. But, yeah, I mean, so I'd say ages 3 and up. They've had kids with training wheels, and within an hour or two, those training wheels are off. We teach safety. We do a ton of drills, and we work from kids up to advanced pros. I do one-on-ones. I do family one-on-ones.
Mm-hmm.
We've got women's camps coming up, kids camps coming up. You name it, we pretty much do it out there. And sort of whatever your background is, riding street, riding dirt, road racing, you know, sort of tailor it to them.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's people fun. Can get information on your website?
Yes, HawkmazAutomotoCamp.com mm-hmm. or Facebook, Instagram, all of it, Hawkmaz AutomotoCamp.
Yeah.
And I believe yeah. that's in the, yeah, that is on the story too. If you,
yeah,
if
page
you
19. Yeah.
So I was saying earlier that you were, we were talking about that, you know, we're the, actually Hawk is your advertising and Enjoy. Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so you can find that right now in the current issue on page 18. There's a little article, and you can see all the fun kids. And, of course, my wonderful nephew, Waden, is in the center with Daddy.
And how long has Waden been riding?
Well, forever.
How long have you been riding, buddy? He's riding on my chest in a little pack since the baby. He started
forever.
Riding the old school three-wheeler that was ours,
yeah.
the 1981 Suzuki,
yeah.
when he was two.
Wow. Yeah.
And now he's shredding.
Now he's shredding, yeah.
Yeah, about
yeah.
three. Yeah.
Yeah, so awesome. So anyway, but this would be a great opportunity for you to reach out if you're looking for a cool holiday Christmas gift for young kids or an entire family.
Like family, if, yeah.
yeah
you know, a dad
idea.
Or a mom or whatever, and you want to say, hey, wouldn't this be cool? We're going to go out to this camp as a family and learn how to ride dirt bikes, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
you do and have the capability of selling like a gift package
yeah,
for
absolutely.
Families or people.
How long are the camps usually?
Typically, the kids' camps are 2-day camps.
Oh, cool.
And they're about, and we do.
It's not an overnight. They go
no.
home and they come
yes.
back.
We,
but
some
right,
people
right.
when they camp.
Yeah.
They're like,
but
well, do we stay the night?
Every time I come out, there are lots of families that are there for the day, and they bring their like fifth
it's
wheels,
awesome.
And I mean,
yeah.
it literally looks like camp.
It's pretty. It's pretty. It's a compound.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's so fun. Typically, the camps are 2-day, 4 hours.
And they each. Have their own bikes.
They. Oh, and that's the other thing. A lot do have their own bikes. I also have rental bikes, rental gear, so
yeah,
they can arrive and ride.
Yeah.
Helmet, goggles, boots, gloves.
Yeah.
Yep.
If they don't have a thing,
if you don't have
thing,
anything, you can show up and ride. And then I will, because a lot of people don't know where the heck to start, what bike, mm-hmm. what gear. So then they can try it, and I can line them out with what to get. And Riding Yamaha is a sponsor, so mm-hmm. they get discount. And
nice. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, holidays, absolute Christmas package. We're looking to do a Halloween camp so we can dress up. Fun stuff. Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's
and
awesome.
One last thing real quick. Again, contact, the best way to contact for Moto, out at the airport.
At the races?
Yeah. If somebody wants to find out more about that, we can.
The website.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you can contact me through mine or
okay.
Shasta Supermoto.
Okay.
Or Supermoto USA. The race this weekend is Supermoto USA.
Okay.
Yep, cool. And we're out there all weekend right there at the end of the strip.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much
thanks
for coming
for
in. I appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
You too, Waden.
Thanks, Waden. Yeah. How's school going? Is it okay? Do you like it the way it is, or would you rather go to school? Yeah.
yeah.
My kids, too. I'm sorry.
We're getting
just
there.
Hang in there. You're a yeah. genius, so you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. So real quick before we take our leave of absence here, I wanted to, again, just really briefly touch base. We have an event that we're working on trying to bring to the North State, and it will be in next month's magazine that will tell you the name and what we're doing. But really what I'm trying to do is just let people know. We're trying to create something that's called it's an old-fashioned thing brought to the modern ages for social distancing. We are calling it the Great North State Pumpkin Parade. And it's going to be a pumpkin carving contest. We're going to be working with the Civic and a lot of other groups to pull this off. But the parade part is that you'll be able to do a drive-through parade and look at all the pumpkins. And, of course, you know, we're also going to incorporate a food drive for dry goods so that
– and people will vote on their
yes.
favorite. Yeah.
And so it'll
and
be digital form
yeah.
so you can see the pumpkins as you're driving by. You can look them up at our website online on your phone. You can vote for your winners. There'll be different
categories.
Thank you. So spookiest, funniest, hand painted versus carved youth, and there will be cash prizes for the winners in that way. And then we're just going to have all kinds of things to do. Hopefully, we
and
would
candy actually, for kids.
Yes. So what we're trying to do is the night before Halloween. And potentially Halloween night, so two nights. We're not quite sure. We haven't worked out every single detail. We're trying to have food vendors that you'd be able to, drive by and pick up food. And by the way, I'm telling you this too because I'm going to need to borrow hay again. to line the parade for the jack-o'-lanterns. And so I'll be getting that from his ranch. So anyway, yeah, so the Great North State Pumpkin Parade, and we hopefully shortly will be able to have everything solidified, and it'll be start doing on social media and all that kind of stuff. So you, mm-hmm. if you want to participate as a pumpkin carver or a painter or whatever, we really that's what we really want is we want a lot of entries so that it makes the parading part really a lot of fun. We're going to ask families when they parade in their car if they want to dress their car up, you know, the sweetest crypt mobile or whatever, and somebody will win most Halloween spirit or that kind of thing. So stay tuned for that. Also, lastly, we have like a little more, right around a minute left. Mm-hmm. We're really encouraging people to reach out for the Riverfront Playhouse, and they're doing fundraising right now, obviously, because they can't do what they're doing, but they have spent a lot of money getting this incredible new facility up and running, and they just want to continue making it super sweet, and they've got this great patio in the back that they're doing, but they're selling these bricks where you can buy a brick for yourself, buy your brick for a friend or family.
You can memorialize a family member. It's pretty awesome. So $100, you can get information at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate being able to talk to all of you. Have a great evening. Again, this is Casey Knarr, and 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. We're enjoying. We're out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.